Grace Cheek, Lauren Stillman, Michael Rodriguez, Seneca Black, Curtis Folks, Vincent Chansey, Joe Daly, Matt Wilson, Steve Cardenas. Thank you very much.
Good morning, and welcome to Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet, your local radio show about jazz drummer Paul Modian. This is your host, Cindy McGurl, and today's show features new releases from Keith Jarrett and Charlie Hayden. And you just heard Blue and Green, a Miles Davis tune from the CD Time Life, which just came out on Impulse Records. And that first cut is Blue and Green, was recorded on August 15th, 2011 at the Jazz Middelheim Festival in Antwerp, Belgium, for Belgium Public Radio. And you heard the lineup there, Charlie Hayden on bass with the Liberation Music Orchestra. And I want to thank my partner, the Camden Conference, that helps to bring the show on the air. And we're kind of by the seat of our pants here. Two of my CDs aren't working for the Keith Jarrett I was going to play. So I still have two of them do work. So I'm going to have to change things up a little bit and just put my headphones on, and one side just broke off. So, you know, I guess it's one of those days. Next up, I do have a short song from A Multitude of Angels. Now, this just came out on ECM Records. It's all solo Keith Jarrett on piano, but it was recorded in 1996. And there's a lot of really long songs. There's a couple of shorter ones I'm going to play, and then I was going to play a long one at the end. Let's see what I can get to work. I might be able to hook into my iTunes. Well, I don't have it. Yeah, I do have it on my iTunes. I might be able to hook into the radio computer here to play what I wanted to play. But first we'll hear a cut called Ferrara, and this is the encore from that tune.
Thank you.
That was Ferrara in the encore part of a concert that Keith Jarrett gave. The CD, it's a four CD set called A Multitude of Angels that just came out on ECM Records. And it's a live concert. And it was recorded in 1996. And so in Keith Jarrett's liner notes, he said, "I have heard these concerts many times in the last months and believe they represent a pinnacle of my career. Fate has played an enormous part in the result, whether it was being struck by an unknown at that time disease or having smaller, more playable rooms for each concert, mostly opera houses, or doing the concerts before the major advent of the information age, or having consistently good pianos or no photography, or quieter audiences, or playing for my life instead of telling my students to play as though it's the last time. I felt it was the last time, or any number of factors I just can't keep in my head at the same time." I'll read a little bit more of those later on. And so I have the Time Life album from Charlie Hayden and the Liberation Music Orchestra, and the other tunes on there, except for one other one, are arranged by Carla Bley, and The Multitude of Angels. And then I brought in two older albums, and we're going to hear the opening cut from the album Morning of a Star. Thank you. That was Follow the Crooked Path, Though It Be Longer, a Keith Jarrett tune from the 1971 Atlantic release, The Morning of a Star. Keith Jarrett on piano, Charlie Hayden on bass, Paul Modian on drums, and then there's also everyone playing on the congas and different percussion instruments on that album. I loved the cover of that album when I was a kid, when it came out. I was, how old was I? I was 8 years old, and I was always fascinated with the cover. I thought the music was a little too wild, though. And there's quite a difference there between the mellow sounds of, we just heard Charlie Hayden in 2011 and Keith Jarrett in 1996. So it's an interesting contrast. The other album I brought in is El Juicio, The Judgment. I don't think I pronounced that right, but I'm going to play Gypsy Moth. And this is the same lineup, except Dewey Redman is also on it on tenor saxophone. And it's already time to remind you that you are listening to community radio, WRFR Low Power, 93.3 FM.
Thank you.
That was the Liberation Music Orchestra, arranged and conducted by Carla Bley. And Carla Bley on piano, electric bass, Steve Swallow, tenor saxophones, Tony Malaby and Chris Cheek, alto saxophone, Lauren Stillman, trumpets, Michael Rodriguez and Seneca Black, trombone, Curtis Folks, French horn, Vincent Chancy, tuba, Joseph Daly, guitar, Steve Cardenas, and drums, Matt Wilson, and copyist, Karen Mantler. Nice reunion there. I'm just going to read the first paragraph that Carla Bley wrote in the liner notes. When Barack Obama was elected President of the United States in 2008, the musicians in the Liberation Music Orchestra thought they were out of a job. Charlie had only felt moved to make albums with the LMO when he was infuriated with the political system. But even with Obama in office, he became more and more upset about ongoing crimes against the environment. Finally, his wife Ruth pointed out that maybe he should make another LMO album to protest the mistreatment of the Earth's plants and animals. I'm going to take us to the top of the hour with Modena, Part 1 from A Multitude of Angels. And I'm not going to be able to play the whole thing. I hate not playing the whole song, but it's over 30 minutes, and I had to change things up here because a couple of the discs didn't record correctly. So we'll hear some of that, and then at the end of the show, I'm going to play a full cut, the last half hour, from A Multitude of Angels. But this will take us to the top of the hour. Modena, Part 1. This is a really beautiful album.